that concludes our public hearings for the evening. Gentlemen, referring back to our first public hearing, which was conditional use 1670 Philip D. Murray and Becky L. Murray.
Well, gentlemen, I, for some reason, I was thinking this was going to be a salvage yard, and thank goodness it wasn't, so. Murray, I associated Murray with salvage. I think with restrictions, we can pretty well, and what the applicant said, we can pretty well eliminate any issues.
I would think we could.
So with that said, Mr. Chairman, I move to recommend approval of CU 1670 for an auto repair and new parts sales based upon the record at the public hearing and for the following reasons. The described conditional use will not have an adverse impact on the surrounding area. The conditional use will have a benefit for the area which utilizes our four-wheel drive vehicles. This recommendation approval is subject to the following conditions. The building shall be no larger than a 40 by 120. All entrance shall be subject to DLDOT approval. Days and hours of operation shall be Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays, 8 to noon. No Sunday hours. No selling of vehicles. Sales of new parts only. Unlighted sign no larger than 4x8 displayed on the building. And no storage of used parts. And vehicles must be immediately removed after repairs done, completed. And no storage of vehicles. If anybody has any other...
Site plan?
Yeah, site plan be subject to planning and zoning review.
You want any landscaping in the front? A lot of visibility along 26. Or just show it on the...
Yeah, you can just have show it on the plan. Site plan.
You can put landscaping, shall be subject to site plan review.
Okay,
yeah.
That sounds good.
And you mentioned a sign on the building.
Yeah.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 1670 Philip D. Murray and Becky L. Murray with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use 1671 Compass Point Associates, LLC.
Well, gentlemen, this property has been subject to a variety of conditional uses over the years, and certainly the turning it into a professional use, such as by a surveyor, I think would certainly be in keeping with the area of the surrounding properties. And with that said, unless there's some objection, I'm prepared to make a motion.
All right, sir. My guest.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1671, application of Compass Point Associates, LLC, for a land surveying office based upon the record and for the following reasons. Property has been used for a variety of other conditional use type purposes over the years, including a bed and breakfast, produce stand, and antique store. The nature of the business should have limited impact on neighboring properties or traffic. Given the nature of the business, i.e. office by nature with limited public traffic, there are no restrictions proposed on the hours of operation. The application is appropriate at the subject site because it is in an area of other nearby conditional use and commercial zonings. Proposed parking is not located within the front yard setback. Instead, it is located to the rear of the property. And this recommendation of approval is subject to the following conditions. An unlighted sign no larger than 32 square feet on each side is permitted. The location of the sign is to be shown on the final site plan. Any stormwater management ponds that might be required shall be located to the rear of the property. And the entrance is subject to DLDOT approval. And the final site plan is subject to approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
We moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 1671 Compass Point Associates LLC with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.